You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Damn right, baby. The drive is live. The whole team is in the building. Listen, Tyler's fighting through it. He's a little under the weather. He's wearing those glasses. I think he feels a migraine coming on. All right, he's wearing long sleeves when he never does. Clinch in the building, freshly shaved. He's ready to go. Damn it, let's go. I'm sorry, it just has not felt. It's been feeling like a regular season
yes!
game. It's been feeling like a regular season game.
Long week,
it's a standalone
week.
Game. Let's go. And you know what I need? This is what I need. When we have moments like this in the past, when it's been the drive or Clint Sterner in the show or Clint Sterner, whatever this has been, all the different moments that this show has been, whenever we need these moments, we call for Tyler Milner. We call for Tyler Milner to do his thing. I know JJ did some stuff. That's fine. That was all put together. But I need an open. I need Tyler MF, the craziest fan in Houston, Milner, to push through the sickness, push through the head cold. Take some DayQuil. Hell, take some NyQuil. Speed, whatever you have to. Well, not drugs. Don't take drugs. We want to make sure. If you need a shot, whatever. I need an open to get it. What would you say to fill it in my plums? I want to get these people feeling good. I've asked him this morning. I need an open, Tyler. I need a playoff level open to get the people and the Drive family ready. I haven't heard it. Clint hasn't heard it. Megan hasn't heard it. Cheryl, she hasn't heard it. We all about to hear it together. I didn't hype this up. It better be good, Tyler. Let me hear that Tyler open.
Texans fall to Jacksonville. It is over. Houston drops to 0-3 for the first time since 2020.
We're 0-3. You don't want to be 0-3, but that's the matter of the fact. That's where we are now. Continue to support us if you want to.
CJ looking, firing deep downfield, right side end zone. Jaden Higgins, touchdown. Petrie, he's got it. Jalen Petrie hauls it in for his second pick of the day. Houston comes all the way back to defeat the Jaguars. The Texans have changed their season around.
Winners win and losers lose. I think that's real.
The Texans have won 8 games in a row. The Houston Texans are back in the playoffs.
I can't stop.
Live from the Mokarem Injury Lawyers Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Here we go, damn it. Here we go. We got playoff action, baby.
Yes,
it's hot.
Yes, indeed.
It's hot. Come on now. Let's go. I see the text line going. I see YouTube and Twitch going. Let's go. We got to, what, 4:15 till we hand it over to Seth and Sean?
Yes, sir.
Big one. Big one today. Hey, just to be clear, the Houston Texans are starting tonight with their chance to get to a space that they've never been before. This ain't no BS. They've got an actual chance. Okay, this is not like every, like, no, they have as good a chance as anybody left. You could argue this is the best chance they've ever had when you look at the field to get to a Super Bowl. This is it. at least an AFC championship game. You have a game against the Steelers, and if you win, you got a game in New England against a team that you can beat to get to a place you've never been before. This team can do it. Clint, what is on your mind for this game? What is on your mind? Where are you? What's your thoughts? What is this game shake down to for you?
Well, look, I'm amped up about the game. I think they don't have to be something they haven't been all year long, in a sense of the defense has to show up and be the best defense in football. We've known that. If they're going to make the run you're talking about, this defense has to be the headliner and be the reason why they make that run. And if you look at it, yes, they're on the road, but the opponent that they drew, outside of the opponent that the Rams drew and the Carolina Panthers, I would say that this is the best draw that you could have in all of the NFL playoffs in the first in a wild card round. And so, you know, you're living right there. And so, look, I think you start this game on both sides of the football. You go out there and you be who you've been for the last 9 weeks, 12 of the last 14 weeks, that proved to be winning football. And then you let the game dictate what happens, you know, from there. And so it's ought to be a very confident football team. Defense is your headliner, as I mentioned, and defense travels. Defense plays well. Defense doesn't isn't distracted by noise. It isn't distracted by the weather. The reason why you are where you are and why you should win this game tonight is the defense, and they should be unbothered by making a trip to Pittsburgh and everything that one of the best home field advantages in all of sports can bring to the table. It shouldn't impact our defense in any way, shape, or form. In fact, you can argue it's advantage, the weather, the wind, and things of that nature, the extra day to prepare for Aaron Rodgers in this offense. So, yeah, man, I'm excited about it. I think, as you said, they got as good a chance to win this one as well as make a run to an AFC championship, which would put them in a place they've never been before. So could be a career year or a record year, a historic year here for the Texans.
Yep, you got the number one defense in the world, and you have Aaron Rodgers, DK Metcalf, and you have Drake May and Stephon Diggs maybe sitting in your way. To get to an AFC championship game. I'm going to tell you this, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch. You can text in. What are you thinking about with this game? I know many of y'all asses are at work and get no work done. Some of you may have just checked out. It's 2 o'clock. Some of y'all may have just checked out already. I'm with you. Maybe you've gone to whatever place you're going to go watch this game and you set up shop. That's right. I'll help you get through it, but you can join the conversation. Clint, for me, I walked into this thinking, this is going to be about the coaching staff. This is going to be about D'Amico and the crew. I said to myself, there is really the biggest way that this can go left for the Texans is if Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith and Terrell Austin with those braids outcoach the Texans, right? Like, there's no reason that the 49ers, when George Kittle tears an Achilles, should have been on the field competing with that roster that the Eagles have out. Kyle Shanahan and Robert Saleh outcoached the hell out of them. That's what I came in here thinking. That was how this would happen. But now we've had this weekend of playoffs, Clint. This is C.J. Stroud, man. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Who are you? Are you the guy who is driving the bus? Or are you the guy that's on along for the ride and just don't mess it up? What are you? Because Clint and Tyler, I don't know about you. I watched all of his peers this weekend, damn near all of them, play and be a huge reason for their team's success, even in the losses. It started with Bryce. Everybody been laughing at the Panthers, and rightfully so, for their selection of Bryce and how you dodged a bullet and you got C.J. Stroud. Bryce Young was going toe-to-toe with the MVP. And lost because partly the MVP had the ball last and some horn that's not kin to Joe or JC dropped the ball on him, right? Jordan Love, Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams just became a damn star Saturday night. Jordan Love on the other side balled out. Even Trevor, he threw some picks, but Trevor had moments where I don't think Jacksonville fans are walking away saying Trevor stinks. Drake May last night. These are all young quarterbacks that are his contemporary. They all played well. I'm looking at him. This is about you. People won't care about the excuse of Nick Caley. People won't care about those excuses. It is about C.J. Stroud. We watch all them other dudes ball. Now the ball is in your court. I am watching C.J. Stroud, which normally you do with quarterbacks in these games. I'm watching C.J. Stroud. Aaron Rodgers on the other side, he's 46. You should be able to have the quarterback advantage in this game. So C.J. is where my eyes are, Clint.
Yeah, no, look, I think it starts there. I mean, like I said, we know the defense is going to show up, and we know that they're going to give this team a chance to win games. And the question is what does the offense have to do in order for our defense to allow to remain comfortable? I'm curious with all the people out there, 713-572-4610. Call in, text in, let us know what you think. Are you in the just win camp? Talking C.J. Stroud. What does he need to accomplish tonight? Are you in the just win camp? Or are you in he needs to be the why behind the Texans getting a win? Right? I think everybody, all of us, hell, I'm a Texans fan, I would be A-okay if this game goes in a way that we never need C.J. Stroud to get uncomfortable. All right. I would be A-okay with that right there. I just don't believe it's going
to
happen.
Yeah, you'd love for this thing to start off with back-to-back pick sixes, and
I just don't believe it's going to happen tonight, and I don't believe it's going to happen for four straight games in these playoffs. And so, I think it's all about C.J. Stroud. I think, unfortunately, he's got some things working against him. I think from a play-caller perspective, once they get off that script, I think there's an adjustment issue. I think this offense is super vanilla and doesn't really doesn't target Nico enough. And so he's going out there and executing an offense where he's going to have to win between the ears. He's going to have to win with the others, right? And we'll see if they're able to do that. They did it throughout the year since his concussion, really. After that, they've executed that plan and won a bunch of games. We'll see if it can win in the playoffs.
Yeah. All right, text line coming in. What'd you say, just win? Are you in the just win camp? Or are you in the make a statement, basically?
Yep.
Go out and make a play. Text line coming through YouTube and Twitch. My guy said, no, it doesn't need to be that wide. Just win, baby. Champ Slice, I'm in the just win camp. Don't try to ball out. Defense and Fairbairn. Someone else, I'm just in the Ocho. I'm just in the just win camp. The offense is what it is at this point, so we need Fairbairn to be clutch. Damn it, I just completely disagree with that. Like, no. I'm sorry. I cannot sit here and watch Bryce Young do what he did against the Rams defense. carve him up, what he did against the Rams defense. And just see, like, hey, man, CJ, hey, man, go out there and just, hey, just win. No, and this is why. Because if you want to have confidence that this group has the best opportunity possible to get to where you want them to get to, CJ Stroud is going to have to do what you said. He is at some point going to have to do it. He's going to. And to me, the confidence wouldn't jump up if this is a CJ was carried to the win.
Yeah.
I just for me, you can have your different, like at some point, you got to have him step. And man, where is like the damn competitive nature? Like I know he sees this. I mean, Jaden Daniels just passed him up with the quickness last year.
Yeah.
Drake May, all these guys, don't tell me I'll pay. Ball out. I'm not saying, man, he's got to throw for 600 yards, but damn. Yeah,
well, anything can happen, but the reality of it is, if this is a low scoring game, everybody's going to understand that from the Texans defense perspective and from Aaron Rodgers, one of the greatest to ever do it, and what he's up against. If this game is close and a low scoring game, and or You don't get the job done because this offense sputtered. This offense didn't have answers for pressure. This offense didn't have a quarterback that rose above on fourth and nine and gets pressured and avoids the pressure and makes a throw in between three or four Green Bay Packers and keeps the drive alive and then goes on and wins. Like, if everything in this game is solely dependent on the system working, then I believe everybody that just texts that in is going to change their tune. Now, if the system works and the defense shuts down Pittsburgh and you don't ever have to rely on your offense, then we can play the just win card. But I will be shocked if this game tonight, Ryan, comes down to just staying in rhythm, in form, in, you know, on schedule, on time with this offense, and you win that game. I'll be shocked.
And the reason why I'm saying this, Clint and Tyler, he's capable.
Oh yeah,
he's 2 years ago, he's better than all these guys.
Yeah,
he's coming into the season. I love to say this. Patrick Creighton looked me dead in my eyes in that studio back there and said,
CJ's better than Josh Allen.
He looked me dead in my eyes and said that. Now, yes, I thought he was badass crazy, but I will say, coming off his season, I mean, David Woods, a top 8 finisher in the MVP. I could see Patrick saying he's ascending. Like, come on, man. The expectations, we can't drop the expectations. And I'm just saying, because I know what's going to happen. If he comes out here and they play bad, Clint, and the thing that we don't want to hear or see happen, y'all ain't going to be talking about Nick Caley that much. Like, y'all going to be talking about Davis Mills, who we'll have an update on a little bit later. Davis Mills, y'all going to be talking about that. He should have played. No, man, this dude is capable. This is the Steelers. Like, they got some guys up front, but if he has the ability to kind of have the ability to pass like he has all season, like, I expect for him to come out there and just, with these young dudes balled out, man, this weekend, and he's supposed to be better than all of them.
Yeah, I agree with you. Look, it's going to come down to, and as a Texans fan, this is what you got to look for. This is what we've got to, I mean, if you're interested in more than just root and win or lose, the Pittsburgh Steelers are gonna force the Texans to prove that they have improved at things that they struggled with throughout the year. On the road, outdoors, loud communication has been a problem. And at times, problems for drive after drive after drive, right? Communication, you couple that with the pressure looks. That's usually when they're having to communicate. That same look is going to present itself tonight. All of it. The weather, the how loud it is, the issues communicating, the offensive line, the quarterback getting to the line of scrimmage in time so that they can decipher what the hell the defense is doing. All those things are going to present themselves tonight. And as a Texans fan, you go, okay, have we gotten better? It is an install year one in an offense, and you got to figure – it's week 19. Have you gotten better? The things that you struggle with all year long, do you have answers for pressure? Can your quarterback and center get out of the huddle quick enough to give your quarterback enough time to adjust and see what's coming and decide where he's going to throw the football? Can your quarterback communicate in the huddle and at the line of scrimmage with some bad weather or some cold weather and some distractions? Can he do those things? Does your offensive coordinator have those answers built in? Right? Are the others, which they have been, the answer to this one would be, I would say yes at this point in time. The others have been good enough to leave Nico Collins couched over on one side or the other and attack a defense using the other guys. Are all of those things, have they been improved upon, and are they enough to win games in the playoffs when it matters the most? We'll see.
All right, Clint's got the postgame show tonight, and there is going to be one thing, I think, win, lose, or draw. There's probably no draw, right? Win or lose tonight that Clint may lose his mind over, especially if it results in the worst. This is something that the Texans have to come to the table with an answer with. We'll discuss that coming up next.
The Drive is powered by Mocarum Injury Lawyers.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. you tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Heard in an accident? Call Mokarum Injury Lawyers at 281-222-2222.
All right, welcome in. It is the final playoff game of the wild card round, and it is your Houston Texans looking to go into Pittsburgh on the road. I mean, it looked cold. Look at she, Mina's crying. Your phone, your mic's off, but Mina looks like, yeah, it's. It just turned on. Yeah.
She thanks, T. Got Mina looking like she's crying. She's out there. The more cold weather wind tears.
That wind is just taking her down. It's a little windy out there. A little windy out there. But shout out to all of those. I know I had run into some people, talked to some people that were making a trip to Pittsburgh. So shout out to them, the traveling Texans down there to have a good time out there. I know Debbie said she was going to be down there.
Oh, yeah?
I got her a spot downtown and is at the game tonight with Mrs. So it'll be a good time. We will watch it from the comforts of Houston and enjoy that. But a big one tonight as we get you ready for it. We're out at 4:15 or around it. Pre-game show starts at 4:15. We will hand it directly to Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne as they will have it for you, the pre-game show coming up. All right, Clint, I know there are several things that you are looking at and watching, but I think one major thing, and it's something we've talked about, but when you get into these big games, and we've seen it all weekend, it is Nico Collins. How are the powers that be going to handle Nico Collins?
Yeah, look, what does CJ and Nick Caley need to do with Nico Collins? You got Joey Porter Jr., you got James Pierre and Asante Samuel on the other side as the corners that'll see action tonight. And what does Nico do in this game? You need Nico. Nico is the only proven, consistent, hit your head on the goalpost, explosive type of player that you have on this offense. And everything is going to go back to what we watch, because now we're watching playoff football. We're not watching guys getting through a season. We're not watching guys dealing with injuries. We're watching guys leave everything on the field. We're watching offensive coordinators leave everything on the field, open the playbook wide open, and do everything they got to do to win games. And some of the games we watched yesterday, Puka Nacua, 18 targets, 3 carries, right? They handed it to him 3 times and targeted him in a pass game 18 times. Loveland, the tight end for the Bears, 15 targets. Adams, another Ram, 13 targets. Shakir, Washington, Coker, that's Buffalo, that's Jacksonville, and Carolina, 12 targets each. Smith, Dobbs, that's Devontae Smith and Romeo Dobbs, I believe, 11 targets each. The list goes on and on and on. You want to know what Nico Collins averaged this year? Nico Collins averaged 8 targets a game. Nico Collins averaged under 5 catches per game. Is that going to be enough for the Texans to win in Pittsburgh tonight? Is that going to be enough for the Texans to win in the playoffs on a big scale, on a larger scale, not just first round and then get really embarrassed in the second round? Is that going to be enough from the one player on this offense that is a proven, flat-out superstar? Is that going to be enough? And I can tell you this, it better be. If I'm a decision maker in this organization, I can be patient with rolling out a new offense. I can be patient with a young quarterback that's learning that new offense, that's struggling a little bit with committing to this death by a thousand cuts and when to be aggressive and when to not. I can deal with, hey, man, we didn't have the money or the opportunity to fix this offensive line the way that we would have liked to have fixed it. So we got to overcome some things. I can deal with all that. If I'm this organization, I simply cannot deal with losing a playoff game at any point in time. Right now, we're talking about the first round because that's where we're at. I can't accept a struggling offense that allows, by choice, the defense to take Nico Collins out of the game 90% of the time. I just simply cannot do it, Ron. So I gotta believe if this offense is ever going to be Nico Collins centric, we'll see it tonight. I don't have a ton of confidence it's going to happen because we watched all year long. And like I said, 8 targets a game, under 5 catches a game for Nico Collins. We're seeing other superstars get targeted 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 times in a win or go home type of game. If you end up going home and Nico Collins got 4 catches, you ought to have to answer.
Who are you staring at the most with that?
Oh, Nick Caley. Nick Caley first and foremost. But if, I mean, if he's a, I'd say I'm going 60-40, 60 Nick, 40 CJ.
Yeah, I'm with you on that with CJ. You got the damn ball in your hand. You can make a decision on that thing.
Yep.
I know it. Now, listen, I think, again, I want to make this very clear. I think all of you who try to push the Davis Mills, and I'm talking to you, Anthony, and Tony, all of you try to push the Davis Mills thing, you're nuts. But I watched in the second half Davis Mills say to hell with it against the Titans, and it seemed like he threw every damn ball towards Nico Collins no matter what the coverage was, and it seemed to be successful for them. They were shut out there. I mean, hey, we can go look over that 3rd and 16 or whatever that was. That was not the open guy. He threw it to 12, and he did it repeatedly in the second half. And to be honest, I watched CJ do it against the Raiders where he just started throwing the ball over there. Double covers, didn't give a damn, and got pass interference penalties and a big catch to close out the game. Like, you got the ball in your hands. Like, that's not just – you got more power than Nick Caley on this team and on this offense. I'm just being honest. Right, you got to go. You can't – this can't be no – we're going to key in to get Christian Kirk the ball or Higgins the ball. Nope. I mean, you have the – right, we've been told. You got the ability to get out of plays. You get up there and get out. You see it, get out of the play. You see a place where he's got a shot, get out of the play. You're going to have your big dudes to make plays. Because if you're not able to get the ball out to him, especially in a timely fashion, well, now you got to hold it. And now you bring in the thing that they do well, the guys up front, that front. Now you bring that into play. But, yeah, both of them, they got to. Someone said Caley is making or breaking his job tonight. Well, no chance. They won 12 games. No, they ain't letting him go. But it should be a conversation if we get into this game and your big game players are disappearing. Now, listen, I'm telling you what. If Nico got three, four catches on 17 targets, hey, man, y'all tried.
Yep.
I can't get mad at it. But, we're sitting there at a seven, especially if the game and the offense is struggling and CJ and Nico's not getting the ball. Yeah, and we got a big problem. But I think they'll figure it out. Jaden Higgins and Noah better be secondary options. They better be the options of, well, we got Nico going, and now they're double teaming Nico so hard. Now we can get some of these guys going. But they got to either, as you've said, force the issue with him at times. All right, coming up, some awards, and one really weird award. Some awards coming to the Texans as they head to this playoff game, and the Texans got a chance to do something. Something real crazy, something that will change the landscape of one of the best organizations in football today. We'll discuss that next.
The Drive is powered by Mocarum Injury Lawyers. Hurt in an accident? Call Mocarum Injury Lawyers.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast, but
actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit. By the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation or innovators keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At 281-222-2222.
Playoff day, Texans game as they get ready to start this push to trying to get to an AFC championship game, trying to get to a Super Bowl, but it starts in Pittsburgh tonight.
Let's get it on, baby.
There you go, Vandy. You're Vandy without a voice tonight, baby. Get it on. Hey, postgame show. Clint has that coming up with Sean after the game, right after they get done with Mark Vandermeer and Andre Ware and John Harris and the crew, and then you'll be able to hear Clint and Sean and Seth coming up right as we get done. Man, we're out early. We're out here around 4:15, and we'll hand this thing off and continue the party going for this playoff game. First time attempting to win, well, not attempting, but they're attempting to win their first road playoff game tonight. Some news to pass along here. The Houston Texans, they got some more additions to the All-Pro team. Three members of the Houston Texans made the All-Pro team. Will Anderson and Derek Stingley Jr., first team All-Pro. Sting back-to-back seasons as a first-team All-Pro, and Will Anderson, boy, the timing is good, Will. The timing is good to be a first-team All-Pro right now, right when you're eligible to play and get paid.
Woo! Love that money.
Micah Parsons just set the market, and now you're an All-Pro. Let that boy have a playoff run. Woo! That man gonna get paid, and they gonna pay him too, because they love his ass here. And then Danielle Hunter, who clearly was not good enough to be a Pro Bowler this year, somehow made second team All Pro.
That's what I was thinking to say. Damn, second team All Pro, but wasn't a Pro Bowler. What's a
15 sacks? What is he, second or third in the league? 15 sacks. He is a second team All Pro. So Danielle Hunter, Will Anderson, and Derek Stingley, congratulations to them. As they are all pros. That helps with money. That helps with with legacy and everything. So shout out to them. I know there's some people that were really pushing for Jalen Petrie to potentially be on one of these teams. I don't know if the three plus games that he had to miss with that concussion may have hurt him. And I get that. I just be honest, and maybe I'm a little aggressive with all pro. I mean, I still stand by it. This year, consistency. Kamari Laster, I feel like, has been the team's best corner. Just consistently what he's done. He's been obviously challenged more and has like I'm not saying he should be an all pro. I'm not trying to yank anybody off or off the all pro team. Not anything sexual. Hey, all right, come on now. Let's go now.
I didn't know where you were yanking little, off there. I didn't
I'm a little disappointed that Tyler just said he is sick.
He didn't check sick. Up, did he?
You know what? That's the key. Whenever everybody knows I'm sick, it's because, man, Ron ain't eating. What the hell's wrong with him? We know Tyler is sick. Is Tyler just not taking potential sexual...
He ain't biting on that.
So he didn't bite on that.
Not feeling too great.
Plus. I looked right up when I said... He yanked it. I don't know who I'm going to yank off. Tyler just let that roll. God pray for
Honestly,
Tyler.
Honestly, didn't even hear it.
That I feel like yank, you're normal. Like you have an extra sense of horny. Like you've got six senses.
Like a spidey
yeah,
sense.
And usually you hear anything that could be potential close to horny, you really jump in there. But no, man, Kamari Laster was the season he had that he's not a Pro Bowler, and I think he'll eventually be one when people aren't playing, unless he's playing in the Super Bowl. But I think he'll eventually land there. But I thought he had a great season, man. Just consistency. I think there were many times where he was, if not as good as Derek Stingley, but playing a bit better.
Well, it is a we've talked about it many a times, man. When you got two edge rushers that can go, and you got two corners that can go. Not to mention if you've got three of the four are all pro and the other one's a Pro Bowler. I mean, it's just one of those, or at least a reserve. I mean, it's when you're good at those four positions, man, the unit will benefit from it in a major way. When you're elite at those four positions, I mean, the coordinator, the overall unit, I mean, you get into one of the best ever type conversations, at least statistically. You could potentially put up them kind of numbers. And so, this is a well-deserved honor for all three of them.
Yeah. Congratulations. Can I ask you all a question? 713-572-4-16, YouTube and Twitch. Tyler, Cheryl, you can jump in if you'd like. Clint. If the Texans win this game, like, do you think we're ending an era in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin and potentially ending the career of Aaron Rodgers? You think with a loss tonight, like we just saw what Baltimore did with Harbaugh, and I get the feeling, Clint, that might have been Mike Tomlin had that field goal to gone through, and I don't know what a week stops, especially if they lose in a way where it's like, damn, man. Like, you remember last year when they were in the playoffs and they played Baltimore, and you knew right off the bat they didn't have a chance in hell, and if it's another game that's like that, I think even if he loses, Tomlin, I mean, we're over a decade now in playoff wins. You think potentially Tomlin is out and Aaron hangs it up?
Well, I think it's potential that Tomlin's out, absolutely. I don't know that winning or losing tonight means much to the decision that Aaron's going to make.
Yeah.
That's an interesting dynamic because he can still spin it with the best of them. He stayed healthy all year long, but the Tomlin dynamic.
You think
is
he's definitely out if they lose?
I don't know if he's definitely out, but I know it's a possibility. I did a couple of hits in Pittsburgh throughout the week, and I mean not that they all were net positive or negative, but when a question's asked about, hey, what's kind of the feeling about Tomlin down in Houston, the coaches. You know they're asking that feeling. They didn't ask me about what's the feeling about D'Amico. You know, they asked me what's the feeling about Mike Tomlin. And so, obviously, it's a potential reality. I tell you, if he did hit the streets, him and John Harbaugh would be the top. This would be the year to fire your head coach if those two guys are on the streets, if those two guys are available. So,
text line, yes, they are both out. If they're both gone if they lose.
I don't care.
The Tomlin one is weird. Like, it feels like Tomlin, the years he's coached there, I mean, he's approaching the ability to drink. at 20, like 21 years is, is where we're looking at with Tomlin. But you got to remember Pittsburgh, and it's the Rooney family still up there. I mean, they've had three coaches. Yeah. Like they just
don't run through them like that.
Yeah,
but the interesting thing about Aaron too, though, is, you know, Aaron was. I mean, it's one of the most storied, if you will. I don't know if storied is the right word, but the most documented start to a career of being a draft pick, sitting behind a great, and then becoming, you know, immediately playing really well. Then obviously his predecessor, Jordan Love, did the same thing with him. You got to believe that in Pittsburgh, right? If it were me, I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is the guy, but I'm saying like it would be ideal to hire a new coach and Aaron Rodgers go for a year or two while the guy that you draft this year, next year, whoever it may be.
Yeah, because they still haven't drafted the young quarterback.
They still don't know who it is. So what are you going to do, right? And the perfect scenario is the longer in the tooth veteran quarterback. Now, he's still got to be able to play. But the longer in the tooth veteran quarterback, like an Aaron Rodgers, who's been through it before multiple times on both ends, the senior quarterback as well as the youngster coming in the league, you would think that would be an ideal situation if all parties would agree to slide it. Because you could sell to Aaron, too, in Pittsburgh, hey, we're not rebuilding. You got a defense that can win. You got an offense. You got DK Metcalf. You can go out here and do what you did this year, but we want you to groom this young quarterback for a year or two. At this stage in his career, I would think Aaron would be more than happy to do that, would probably embrace it. So, and if I were the Steelers, I would want to do that. I wouldn't want to put all my eggs in a new coach, draft a quarterback, and go, hey, here, good luck, hope it works.
Yeah,
especially in a year when the quarterback class isn't – there's no for sures.
The only thing is if you're a new coach and you want to start your own program.
Yeah.
And, like, I know it didn't really work, but Aaron Glenn, like, I want to start it. I want to have everybody roll. Then maybe you move on from the veteran. But I don't know, man. This could be the end in Pittsburgh for two Hall of Famers.
Mm.
Right? It could be.
If you move on, that's the thing. If you move on in Pittsburgh.
Like Aaron Rodgers is one of the best Harbaugh's quarterbacks we've ever seen. This may be his last game.
Maybe.
It wouldn't be a shock with
that. But I mean, like, you think about it, Harbaugh is not going to be an option in Pittsburgh. You choose to fire your coach in a year where the top two candidates aren't an option for you because you just fired one of them. The other one was a rival down the street for 18 years. Like you better know who you're going to hire and you better have it. It better be Ben Johnson obvious.
I don't know if we got a Ben Johnson
obvious. I agree.
Maybe it's Arthur Smith next
year. Well, I mean, he's been down that road before, hasn't he?
All right, coming up as we're about an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and 20 minutes away from the pregame show, starting up with Seth and Sean. We want to hear from you, man. This is a day that is much about you than it is us. Tyler will open up the phone lines. What mode are you in? I want to hear the passion from you, Houston. What mode are you in? Are you in the hope mode? You hope that they're able to win their first road game and advance in the playoffs? Or are you in the expecting mode? Are you expecting them to beat the Steelers tonight in this game? Their favorite. Hey, there ain't no wrong answers. You can give your honest thoughts. All right, this is a safe space. 713-572-4610. Jump in. We want to hear from you coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.